Okay, so the Gemara on Samaches has a starting on Samaches Ayin Rebbeis has a very interesting story. The Gemara tells a story of, and we spoke about this story a couple weeks ago in a different context, but the Gemara is the story of Rabbi Chanina. There was an Ani who he would support, and one time he sent his wife to give money to the Ani on Erev Shabbos, and his wife said, no way, and she saw that she had said to the Ani, you know, what do you eat with? And he says, oh, I use fancy tablecloths, and the Gemara is on top of Samaches and Aleph, Tlay Kesef, with Tlay Zahav. So he came, she didn't give him the money. And she came back to report this to Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina exclaimed, so we discussed last time, you know, why we had other stories where we said, oh, we see that they're such mefunakim, you have to give them more and more. So, okay, we discussed that 2 years ago. But here, Rabbi Chanina has a different response. Rabbi Chanina says, Amar on the top of Samaches and Aleph, first line, Hainu de Amar Rabbi Elazar, oh, this is what Rabbi Elazar said, Bo v'naksik tovel l'ramoin, let's be makir tov to Ramayin, shel malei hein hayinu chotim b'chol yom. If it weren't for the Ramayin, we'd be sinning every day. Shenemar v'kara alecha el Hashem aya b'chachet. V'tani, what do we say about that? Pasuk v'tani Rav Chiya bar Rav Difti, Rav Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, kol ha'malam einam netzdaka ki lo'obid avodah zarah, avodah chavim. So that pasuk says that if the first pasuk is saying if you don't give the ani, he's going to cry out to Hashem, it's going to chate for you. And then the pasuk goes on. We have another drasha that it's like you're obed kochavim if you malam einam natzdaka. B'chulei quotes the pasukim there. So a ha'ara, Jared Rosenfeld made a start on us discussing this gemara with him. You see, just the koch alakar sato to be makir tov to every little thing that happens. So even makir tov to ramayin. Sometimes they're bad people. We have to be makir tov to the tov within the ra. But al kolpanim, you have a Hakar Zatov here. Rashi explains, what's the Hakar Zatov? Hayinu Chotim. She'anu ma'alimin ayin min haniyim. He says, we find, and unfortunately we seem to do this a lot, I think a lot of people do this, that we turn our eyes away from the ani, and we don't give the ani tzedakah. Aval achshav haramayim gormin lanu. But now we can say that it's the ramayim that are causing us to be ma'alim ayin min tzedakah. It's because of the ramayim that we don't give tzedakah. So what exactly does this mean? So the Marsha, if you look at the first source on the source sheet, the Marsha says the following. He's just explaining the Pasuk Pshat in Rashi. Bo v'nachzik tov l'ramayim, sh'ne'emar v'kara alecha v'chulei, that's the Gemara, Perish Rashi, v'achshav haramayim gormin lanu, akam l'shono, u'bistam aniyim haramayim gormin she'ein lanu chet. Because of the ramayim, it comes out with a stam ani that we don't really know. We don't have a chet. When we don't give him money, ukra ayri biyadua shehu ani, because the pasuk which we quoted in our Gemara that tells us v'kara lecha el Hashem ya b'chait, and then the hemshech about obed kochavim, that's talking about when you know that the person's an ani. If you don't know that the person's an ani, and you don't, so if you don't give him, there is no chait. That's what Marsha says. That's probably the simple pshat in the Gemara. The problem is the Pnei Yoshua raises the following problem. He doesn't quote the Marsha, but struggles to explain this Gemara, and makes the following point. If you look at source number 2, the Lefiani has daiti nira the hadika amar hayinu chotim chol yom mistamalo airi dimishum ramayim ein litein tzedakah. You can't say that because of the ramayim you don't have to give tzedakah. Why? The akayim alam parakashut v'inim avivasra both in the mazonos v'in both in the ksus. The Gemara of Vasra says that you do not have to check out if the person's a ramai when it comes to mizonos. If a person comes to you and he's starving and he needs food and says, please feed me, so you don't have to check him out. You do have to check him out if he says he needs clothing. Machlokes Rishonim, maybe, probably the way we assume here is that doesn't mean if the person's completely naked. If the person's completely naked, then you wouldn't have to clothe him. But it means the person has like torn clothing, doesn't look nice. So then, Boken, he quotes the opposite shita. And there's another shita. I was explaining the other shita that is the opposite. Ain bokel mazonos. For mazonos, you don't have to check out what the story is. Only for chus you have to check out if he's lying. But you see that just because he might be lying doesn't mean you can ignore him. Okay, it's machlokes in the Gemara. What part you give and what part you don't give. You see, there's something that you do give. So the Pesach says it can't be pshat in our Gemara that's completely ignore the ani. Is permitted just because he's a Ramai. It's not true. The Gemara Vasra assumes, even if you don't know if he's Ramah, you have to give him something. So then what is Jana Gemara? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Karchach de la'inyan litein de machsoro ayri Rav Lazar deinu chotim v'zvay v'mevad lo avni. So the halacha we spoke about 2 weeks ago, to give an ani de machsoro, that halacha, says the Pnei Yeshua, is what we're talking about here in the Gemara, and the Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that's what the Pesukim we're talking about, that the if it weren't for an ani, sorry, if it weren't for Ramayim, then if an ani came to your house, a guy knocks on your door, so halacha would have been, you have to give him de machsoro, you have to give him what he needs. But since there are Ramayim out there in the world, says the Pnei Yeshua, so you don't have to give him de machsoro. Adkan the Pnei Yeshua. So Machlokas, Marsha says it's going from zero to something, or going actually really something to zero is okay because of the Chash Ramah, and the Pnei Yeshua says going from giving Dei Machsoro to less is where the Ramah helps us. So in order to understand this Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua, we really have to explore the Gemara in Bavasa, really understand it very clearly to see what are these halachos that are being thrown around, when these things apply, Dei Machsoro, Votulim Sonos. When exactly do these things apply? And the Gemara Bava Basra, it took me a while to just... I was bothered by this Gemara for a few days, and then everything in a moment became clear to me. But let's go through that process for a second. So the Gemara Bava Basra, there's sugyas, a lot of dinim of tzedakah. The main places of tzedakah are Ksuvis and our sugyas, and Bava Basra there on that. Tzedakah Daf Yud. So the Gemara and Daf test brings down the point that we just made before about a chilek of bodkin, whether you bodkin l'mazonas, bodkin l'ksus, and the Gemara has a machlokas, and Rav Yehuda's opinion, which we'll start with, which is how we paskin, is bodkin l'ksus vein bodkin l'mazonas. So if you have an ani shows up at your door and he's starving, he doesn't have any food, he says he's starving, he needs food, you don't ask any questions, you give him food. If he says he needs clothes, you start to ask questions, you investigate. The Gemara says, "Yibay seim a svara, yibay seim a kra." I have a svara for it. What's a svara? Yibay seim a svara. Hi, come in saralei. Hi, low, come in saralei. If a person's starving, he's zar. So okay, you should feed him right away. If a person's just not clothed properly, so okay, it's not such a zar. So then you give him, you let him wait a few minutes to figure it out. Yibay seim a. It's talking about yibay seim a pasuk, and he quotes a pasuk. So that is one halakha, and then if you look in the third line, Tani Kibaseid Rav Yehuda, Amar Ksuni, Bodkin Akra, a person says, clothe me, check it out, Karnasuni in Bodkin, so that's a halakha like Rav Yehuda, that's how we paskin. Then the Gemara quotes another halakha, Tanan Hasa, call this halakha number two, Tanan Hasa, in Pochsin La'ani, Ha'over Mi Makom Le Makom, Mi Kikar Bepulya, Me Arba Sin Sain Besela. So it's a Mizah Mishnah Peah, and the Mishnah Peah says if you have an Ani who's going from place to place, so you have to give him a minimum amount of food, and that is this shear. And the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim understand this is the shear of Bay's Sudos, enough food for two meals. Why you would give him enough food for two meals? I mean, it sounds like you're talking about an Ani who's on the move, he's going from town to town, he shows up at your town, you give him food for two meals. Why is that? Because the Ramban in Shabbos says maybe he'll show up in the next town. Maybe when he moves on to another town, there won't be any Jews there. So at least give him for that day and the next night, so he'll be taken care of. Tosa says, no, we're not really worried about him showing up at a town with no Jews, but so really he only needs for the morning. He says, but so a person has more food, so he's feeling a little more confidence, he's not going to be as hungry, it's going to be better for him. So give him two meals, even though, it just basically give him an extra meal, so that he kind of feels a little more confident. But I'll call upon him, that's a second halacha. You have an ami, he shows up in your town, he's going makom, so you give him two sudos worth, you give him some food. And the Mishnah also says, Lon, if he's going to sleep over, no son of Panasulina, you give him the stuff he needs to sleep, my Panasulina, I'm going to pop up for you, Besadia, and you give him a bed, and you give him some sheets, and Shavas, no son of Panasulina, if he comes to you for Shabbos, you have to give him for three meals. Okay, very nice. Halacha number two. So halacha number one is Bokum Zonas, and Bokum Sus. Opposite, sorry. In Bokum Zonas is Bokum Sus. Halacha number two is this Mishnah and Peah. a banani who goes from place to place. And then we have a third halacha, Tana. So if he's machzir al psachim, which sounds like it's not that he's coming into your town just closer to your door, but instead he's going from door to door within the town, so then the halacha is einis psachim lo. We don't have to give him. The Gemara then tells a story about how there was an ani who came to closer al psachim, and Rav Papa didn't give him anything. So Rav Sama braids Rav Yeva, said Rav Papa, well, if you don't give him anything, so then, and then no one else is going to give him, and then no one's going to, he's not going to have anything, he's going to die. Aye, what does the Bryce mean then? In his kakamo, so the Gemara explains the last line of the Gemara, Marlay, in his kakamo lematana maruba, aval nis kakamo lematana mu'etes. So really, we should touch that up a little bit. We don't give a matana maruba, but rather we give a matana mu'etes. Ad kan, the Gemara of Basra, to me a very susum Gemara. What are we talking about in these cases? What do these cases really mean? And what is there any kesher between these different dinim? Right, halacha number one about bokin, halacha number two about ani over makom lakom, and halacha number three about ani hamachzir al hapsachir. So I was quite troubled by this. I got hinted towards this actually with a quote from the Arch HaShulchan. That's how I saw the Arch HaShulchan quoted, and it got me going. And then I really looked it up in the Tosefta, where this halacha also appears. At least the final part, Machzir al Hapsachim, in the Tosefta points you to the Tosefta. But really, this whole Mishnah is brought in the Tosefta in Peah, which really brings everything out. And the Mishnah in the Tosefta in Peah says the following. If you look at source number 4, Ain pochdim ani ha'over mimakom mimakom mikikar pundion v'chulei. That amount, it goes through Parnassus Lina. And then, if you look in the second line of the Tosefta, says the Tosefta, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this all said that we talk about Parnassus Lina, Parnassus Beisudos, Bizman She'in Makirin also. That's when Ani shows up and we don't know who he is. Aval Bizman She'in Makirin also, Af Mechasin also. Then you even cover him up, you either give him clothing. What does this sound like? What does Tosefta sound like? Okay, good. And also, it sounds like it's just an expression of Rav Yehuda's din. Rav Yehuda's din is that if you have someone you don't know, no mezonos. If you have someone, and once if you do know him, then even mechasen also. Right? So Rav Yehuda said, "Bokin acharav, ain bokin acharav." So mezonos ain bokin acharav. You give him. He shows up. You don't ain makir no so. Sounds like a similar idea. But if makir no so, which dehainu. You got the kuzma, you know if he needs it, so then you give him ksus. That is what it sounds like. The pashtus is that the achronim, it's the gra, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to assume this way, and the gra, they're all details of it where they say it. It's interesting, ours, the Bali HaShulchan says that explicitly, but it really seems to be already in the gra. And the Aruch HaShulchan, that this Tosefta is speaking out the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. That means that we don't check out for mezonos, you give right away, so Ani shows up over Makom Makom. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like saying. He comes from out of town, you don't know who he is, so you give him food. Beis Sudos is Ein Bokel Mezonos, means if he's hungry, we give him Mozen Beis Sudos. But before you give him Ksus, you have to be Mechase. Before you give him Ksus, you have to make sure you know him. And really, it's interesting to note that if the Rambam and the Tur, if you look at source number 5, I have for you the Rambam, but it's the Tur as well, when they bring down this halacha, basically bringing down this this Tosefta, almost verbatim, at the very end, the last line, it says, Him hayu makir naso nosino lo lefi chvodo. To give him lefi chvodo, which really is a throwback to what we were starting with a little bit before, the din of de machsoro, that if you know him, so then you have to give him de machsoro. And we spoke about in the past, if you have to take it all upon yourself, or can you, if you have other people, you can kind of throw it on the community to step up to give day masoro. But what we see from this Rambam is that is the breakdown here. Is you give if you know that he needs it, you give him day masoro. If you don't know that he needs it, then you give him at least the food that he needs. and if he's got to sleep over, so you give him, Parnassos Laila. So that kind of puts into context these first two halachot. They're really two sides of the same coin. The one question that gets thrown around in the Rishonim a little bit is, who are we talking about exactly? Who is this Ani coming to? Is this Ani coming to your my house and your house? Or is this Ani coming to the Gavai Tzedaka? Any thoughts? So it sounds like you're talking about a Gavai Tzedaka. So, Machzer al Pesachim, sorry about that, okay. Machzer al Pesachim does not necessarily mean an individual house. Machzer al Pesachim, the implication is that he goes around from house to house. So it's not necessarily, this could be just showing up at your house, he's just coming to you, you're the man. He's not going around from house to house, he just heard Ariel Kaplan is the gvir, he can help out, and he shows up at your house. He's just going around. Or he's coming into shul and he's coming to every person's makom during Tukizim, hopefully. So you think it's talking about coming to your house? He's coming to your house and he's not going around to other people, he's coming to you?
I just want a person or to the guy myself.
So Tosos assumes it's talking about going to the Kupa. Because Tosos there gets into the fact that, you know, in terms of how he figures out a Tsudos, giving in during the day, giving at night, Tosos assumes it's talking about actually the Tamchoi. In the difference between Kupa and Tamchoi, Kupa is given out once a week, Tamchoi is given out every day, and it's talking about giving out every day. The Bach is Medayik from the Rambam that it's talking about a Yochid, because the Rambam in Perek Tes is where he starts talking about the Dinam of Kupa, and here we're talking about Perek Zion. However, the Pashtus really is that it should not make a difference. It could be the Bach and Tosos didn't mean Dafka, they happened to describe it in that case, but it was not Dafka, because I have the Kiryas Sefer here in the Maamar Kamos, so I just think we had two Shirim ago, where the Kiryas Sefer tells us that the whole idea of creating a Gavai Tzedaka, creating a charity fund in a community, is that everything should be ready to go. I mean, Ani shows up, we want to have money at hand, so we collect money and we have it in the Tzedaka fund. But Be'etzem, it doesn't create a difference in the Chiyuv Tzedaka. Just because you have a Kupa, so I think what you would say is, yeah, obviously if he comes to the Gavai Tzedaka, the Gavai Tzedaka has to give him the Muslim based Sudos. Maybe yes, maybe not for the Yochid, but what I'm suggesting in the Bach thinks for sure, the Rambam holds this way, is that the Kupa can't undo your Chiyuv Tzedaka. The only thing the Kupa can create, which we discussed, and or Tzibur can create, it could be for the din of Dei Machsoro. You don't have to take that upon yourself if you can bring in everyone else. But if the din of Muslim based Sudos, that, you know, again, it's probably not going to, you can probably afford it, and it's probably not going to put you into debt. So the din of Beis Sudos are there, we would just, you know, the Chiyuv Tzedaka doesn't really change. And maybe you could call over your neighbor, but fundamentally there's not a change in the, either way, fundamentally there's not a change in the Chiyuv Tzedaka just because you have a Kupa in town, and therefore it would make sense that this halacha would apply whether he's going to the Gavai Tzedaka or whether he's going to the individual. That's what I mean, Kupa I'm using is Lav Dafka. I mean, Tamkoi is probably the more proper use. The Rishonim use the term Kupa sometimes when referring to Tamkoi, because Kupa is just, I guess, more classic, you know, Pushka. But it's like Tosos uses Lashon Tamkoi, and it's clear where if you go with the proper structure of the Mishnah Peah, we're talking about a Tamkoi here. So then, that's the pashtus, I think, that there shouldn't be a difference, and that's what seems to be the halacha would apply whether it's a yachid or you come to the Gavai Tzedaka. Now we should point out that, remember what we started with, what kind of ani are we talking about? So whether it's an ani we know or we don't know, are we talking about an ani, what are his needs, this ani? So where we start in the Baba Masa, we're talking about an Ani who starts. Okay, we're going to come back to this point, but for now, I mean, we're not going to change. But here it's clear that we're talking about an Ani who is starving, because that's where we started with. That's the Gemara in Baba Masa. That's when we have to give him. That's when we have to give him food, as we said. And if we're understanding that the Tosefta is just an expression of that Gemara in Baba Basra, this whole Tosefta is talking about where the Ani is starving. Okay. So let's move on to the third halacha in this Tosefta, the third halacha in the Gemara. Matthew, should I get you up? We gotta wake you up. Okay. So, halacha number three. What is halacha number three? The halacha number three is, like we said before, that if he's mechazel al apsachim, so then in niskakel al matana meruba, on niskakel al matana mu'etes. How would you explain that halacha? What's the contrasting? What is matana meruba? Or in other words, what kind of ani are we talking about? So the Beis Yosef quotes from, he says based on there is a strange Rashi, that there's a Girsa issue. It could be, the question the Beis Yosef is dealing with is, what is Matanam Ruben? I mean, what's the contrast? If you're Makash al-Sachim, so you don't have to give a Matanam Ruben, rather you give Matanam Wedis. What does Matanam Ruben mean? So there is an interesting Rashi that may or may not say you just have to give a little bit. But let's leave aside that Rashi for now. The Pashtus is, and this is how almost all the Rishonim learn, is that what Matana Meruba is talking about Beisudos. So if you look at source number 7, the Beis Yosef says, Kainir medibre harif beharosh, de'al hahi de'im pochsen la'ani ha'over mimakal l'makal mikiko repundion. It's on that halacha that it says in Mahaya Ani Hamechazer al Pesachim ain't his kaken ol matana meruba mashma to the kikar bepundion kari matana meruba. So what's matana meruba? Matana meruba is to give a kikar pundion, which is mazon based udas, as we said before. Now, the truth is, that's the Gemara presentation. That's what the Rif and the Rosh presented. If you look at the Tosefta, then this kaken Mechazer al Pesachim is going back in source number 4. The Mechazer al Pesachim is going on the Ani that you're Makir also, even if Makir knows them. So it's a little bit interesting that the Beis Yosef, or all the Rishonim, would kind of ignore the original Tosefta and say the Matana Meruba here is going back on a case on the Resha of the Tosefta, which is the Ani that you don't recognize and therefore you only give Mazel Mei Sudos. But the truth is, you could say two things about that. Number one, you could say that if it's an ani that you recognize as in a day machzor, as we said in the past, day machzor is not necessarily an individual's obligation, it's a public obligation. But really, if you look at the Tosefta, if you look back at source number 4, Matthew, you want to read the Tosefta?
Yeah.
Okay, read the Tosefta. Hayom Masaviv. Last line of the Tosefta. So that lashon l'chol davar. What do you think about lashon l'chol davar? I think the chol davar means any kind of situation. Whatever situation is, if we're talking about ani that you recognize, you don't give him what he needs. If you're talking about an ani that you don't recognize, you don't give him what he needs. When it comes to a mechazer al apsachim, the halacha changes. And we don't have to provide the Muslim beisudos, and if you recognize him, you don't even have to provide all that he needs. And the question is, why? What changes? What exactly is this halacha, a mechazer al apsachim? And I think this is most relevant for us because I think most of the time we're faced with Mechazer al-Pesachim. That's really the truth of the matter. Okay, if you're real gevir, you might have an ani come really to you, but for us, at this stage in our life for sure, we are going to find ourselves at best in a Mechazer al-Pesachim situation. Could be we're going to see maybe we don't even have that, but we seem to have Mechazer al-Pesachim situation. So the question is, what's Shan and Salacha, what changes with the fact that he's Mechazer al Pesachim? Any suggestions? And the background noise begins. So Mechazer al Pesachim, anybody? Yeah. It seems to be, so you're saying, I don't understand. I should have to give him more. He's so desperate that he's Mechazer al Pesachim. Okay, interesting.
Bring the key to the halacha.
The
Good. So that's basically what Rashi and the Meiri say. If you look at source number 8, Rashi says, "Ein nizkakin alotes mos min akupa." You don't have to give him mos min akupa. Achar shalomar lechazer al apsachim dayo bekach. He figured out how to
get into the schnur business, so he knows how to go from house to house. He's going to make his living that way, or whatever. He's going to get what he needs that way. You don't need to step up and provide him all he needs, because you'll give him a little bit, and he'll get a little bit from someone else, and that will. That will work out, and that's the Meiri. If you look at, turn over the page, look at source number 9. The Meiri is a similar idea. The Meiri says, "Hu ayam mechazal apsachim ein iskakin al lemalei chesrono." You don't have to fill all his needs. Umikol mokom still iskakin al matanu mu'etes. Afal pi she'ein ba kedei chayav. Even though you're not giving him all that he needs, sharei mikelan shu mechazal apsachim pruso sub mitstarfos. So everything's going to add up to what he needs. So the Meiri seems to be expressing exactly this idea you suggested, Matthew, that if he's going around, so he's going to get up to what he needs. Now, and basically what it seems to be meaning. This is in that Sefer from Avidan that I've been quoting from, I've been enjoying. So he just points out, it sounds like what they're saying is that, what is the mitzvah of tzedakah? The mitzvah of tzedakah is to give the person what he needs. And if you don't know, so in Bodkin Mazonah, so you give him the bare minimum that he needs. So what's the bare minimum that this person needs? This person, he doesn't need 2 meals worth of food from you, because he's going around, he's getting a little bit from everyone. So the bare minimum of what he needs is a little bit that you're going to give him. The Aruch HaShulchan has a little bit of a different idea. The Aruch HaShulchan says that since this person has, I mean, I guess it's a similar point, but he says this person has clearly shows that he's not embarrassed about what's happening. He's broken down all the barriers, so he'll find his way to get what he needs. So you don't have to worry about it. He's clearly shown he'll figure it out, and you don't have to put it on your shoulders and give him all that he needs, and just you give him what you want. What is considered a matana muetas? So the poskim say, I heard Rutorsky call me the same Rav Moshe, and it seems to be that the Baal Shulchan has a similar kind of thing. That's something, some kind of chashivas. You can't give him a penny, but a matana muetas is something of some kind of significance. So Rutorsky told me Rav Moshe, they used to say the same Rav Moshe in America, that a quarter is considered something of significance. I think in Eretz Yisrael, half a shekel or a shekel is considered something of significance. So Rav Tversky thought that in America it should be, I asked him this a couple years ago, he thought but maybe it should be like 75 cents now. But I noticed, and here we have this often, I noticed there that in Or Chaim HaDavim, I'm speaking in there sometimes, I noticed people just give a quarter and the guy goes through, he takes the quarter, doesn't seem to be considered such a slap in the face. It could be a quarter would already cover this. Petrosky thought it should be more, but not as that, maybe 75 cents. But it's something of worth. So now, what we have to understand, though, is, first of all, who is this Gemara talking about? Who is this Tosefta talking about? The question we raised earlier, we said, are we talking about an individual, or are we talking about the Gabbai? Any thoughts? Think back to the Gemara. So we did just read a Rashi. I read over a word in Rashi pretty quickly. But if you look back at source number 8, Rashi says, "Ein nizkakin lo loseth mos min hakupa." So you don't have to give him from the kupa. You don't have to give him the communal collection, because he gets what he needs. And Tosvos makes the same point in source number 10. But Tosvos makes the point that the story was told about Rav Papa, and Tosvos says, yeah, Rav Papa was the Gabbai Tzedakah.
So Rav Papa was the Gabbai Tzedakah, so it was for him that this halacha was said, in Nizkakalon Matan Rubav, on Nizkakalon Matan Muetes, and it makes a lot of sense, because imagine if, you know, take our example in YU, so the guy goes to Rav Yitzchak Cohen to ask for money, and Rav Yitzchak Cohen doesn't give him any money, so is anyone else going to give him money? Everyone's going to think, there must be something up here, I'm not going to give him money. So that's what the Gemara said, that's why you have to give him Matan Muetes at least, because if you don't give him Matan Muetes, no one's going to give him Matan Muetes. So the Gabbai has to make sure that he doesn't give off an impression that no one should give, and that's why it makes sense that this halacha would be said about a Gabbai. What do you think should be the halacha then about a Yachid? So good, the Gemara is about a Gabbai. What should be the halacha for a Yachid? The Chazal Pesachim, he knocks on your apartment door, and he asks you for some Pesachim. What should be the halacha?
So, okay, so the pashtus is, certainly the way Tosos learns, is that some of the Gabbai being the, you know, officer of the charity fund. The Bach might say something different in Rashi, but the pashtus is that it's telling that the Gabbai giving the representative of the charity.
From the Kupa. Ain is talking, let's say it's Matan Merubim in a Kupa, rather Matan Moetis in a Kupa. Again, because if the Gabbai and the Kupa, you see they don't give anything, so then no one else is going to want to give anything. So what do you think the halacha should be? So good. So we've said that this Gemara makes sense about the Kupa. What should be the halacha by the Yachid? I mean, you have two options. We have three options. But let's assume for now that this halacha is not said about a Yachid. So you could go either to say the Yachid has to give back to the previous halacha of Kedei Suda, or the Yachid has to, or the Yachid doesn't have to give at all. So what would you say about that? So I think that if you learn like the Meiri, and when you learn like the Rashi and the Meir, like we said before, so what did we say before? We said that on an individual, there is a chiyuv. Basically, it has to add up for this guy. So it can't be that the individual has no chiyuv anymore to give. It can't be that okay, the Gabbai will give Matan Muetes and you don't have to give. Not sure exactly what the Meir would say, but I would say that still it's hard to imagine the Meir would say that no, you don't have to give anymore. At least, yeah, let's leave out the Meiri. Even Rashi, let's go back to Rashi for a second. Dayu Bekach. Dayu Bekach is just the Gabbai gives the Matan Muetes, he's going to get what he needs. He's going to give a little bit. He's just going to give 25 cents. That's not going to get him anything. Let's assume the Kupa has enough funds. There are enough funds in the Kupa. So and in fact, the Prisha, in his commentary on the tour, the Prisha says that he thinks according to, at least according to Rashi and Tosos, so the Yachid, he still has the din of Kedei Suda. This is just a din in the Kupa, that the Kupa is not required to give an Aniz Mechazah of Tzachim. And the beer could be that the kupa is meant for real aniyim that are stuck. This guy, as we said before, he'll figure out a way. The kupa can't give nothing because that's going to send out a bad message to everyone else. But, you know, Matan Muetes will, you know, take care of it. That is how the priest will learn. However, this is not the end of the Rishonim. The Rambam seems to be clear that this at least includes the Yachid. Once again, the Rambam is found, as the Bach points out, the Rambam is found in Halacha, in Perek Zion. And again, the Halachos of Kupa and Tamchoy are not found until Perek Tes. So the Rambam in Halacha Zion mentions this Halacha. Ani HaMechazer HaLapsachim, in source number 11, Ein Niskakim L'Matanam Ruba Avonosan L'Matanamu Etes. So it seems to be pretty clear that this would even apply to a Yachid. The Beis Yosef doesn't like the limitation to a Yachid, because the Rambam has a Lashon of, really Tosefta has a Lashon of Ein Nizkakin, which indicates Rabin, which sounds a little bit like Kupa.
But for sure, that at least within the Rambam, we see that this halacha applies to an individual, as the Torah and the Bach learn in the Rambam. And Lamaisa, the Shach, writes that this applies again both to the Kupa and to the Yachid, that which makes sense, like the first halacha as well, applies both to Kupa and to Yachid, that we have a distinction between Ani or Machaza, between an Ani who just comes up, shows up the town and needs somebody to help him, or he's the one who's going from door to door, and there we'll say you don't have to give him what he needs, you don't have to give him the muzzin basis, it's just to give him a matanim with this, which based on the Meiri makes a lot of sense, because things will add up for him and he'll get to what he needs. Now, Ad Kan, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and basically, I think, well, let's say this. What kind of ani are we talking about that shows up at your doorstep in the Chazal al Sachar? So it all goes back, and I made this point before. It all goes back to where we started. What is this whole Tosefta? If we're learning like the Achronim learned, then this Tosefta is an expression of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. This Tosefta is talking about a starving poor person. He is starving. He shows up at your house. If you don't know him, you got to give him food. Two meals worth. If he's going door to door, it's the same money we're talking about. If he's going door to door, then you don't have to give him two meals worth. You just got to give him a little bit, a little something, and he'll put together what he needs from all the people in town. That is the Pashas Hadvar. Now the Rambam, at the very end of this halacha, in halacha, source 11, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam makes a point. The Usur Lahakzir as Ha'ani Shasha Rekam. There's also an Isser to be Machzir and Ani Rekam. The Afilu Ata Nosin Lo Gerogeres Acharas, Gerogeres Achas, even if you just give him one Gerogeres, that's good. Shenemar Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. Pasuk in Tehillim Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. It's Pasuk in Tehillim, it's expressing Tefillah. We say that Kadosh Baruch Hu don't respond negatively in an embarrassing way to the poor person who's praying. In the same way the Rambam learns, don't, when you have an onion in front of you, don't respond negatively to him. It's going to be a busha for him. If you don't give him anything, make sure you give the onion something. What's going on here? Yeah? Hold on to that thought. We'll come back to that. Now, what's the relationship between these two halachas and the Rambam? Now, the Radbaz, in Source 13, says something very interesting. The Radbaz says, Ani mechazer l'psachim. Hachi amrin parakama de basra. Umevarshin on dein eskakin lo l'seis ben akupa l'matanim beruba. Quoting Rashi, basically, you don't give an akupa l'matanim beruba. Avol neskakin lo min akupa l'matanim uedes. You give min akupa l'matanim uedes. That's the first sheet that we started. V'kol shekein shein hayachid nizkak lo l'matana meruba aval l'matana mu'etet nizkak. And so he says, not like we were presenting before, basically what we wanted to say before, but the sheet of the Rambam that applies both to the yachid, to the rabbim and to the yachid. And he says, but matana mu'etet does he give? Afilu chiyachidim. Why, says the Rabbaz? Not the Gemara's reason. Says the Rabbaz, she'asir l'hachzir ha'ani ha'shoel reikam. Wow. The Rabbah says, this is the reason why you have to give a matana mu'etes. So where did the Rabbah get this from? Why did the Rabbah say this? In the Gemara we said, because people shouldn't learn that you don't, people shouldn't think that you don't have to give him. Right? Because that's, oh well, that's a machlokes, who Rav Papa was. But according to, could be that Rav Papa was just Rav Papa. He's just a regular person. So, you know, if you learn the simple understanding that, like we said before, that this halach applies to both, is that the Gemara is speaking to both a gabbai and to an individual. And that reason should apply to both. The Radbaz believes in a different reason. By bringing in a different reason, it sounds like he's saying that whole Gemara is talking about a gabbai. And then he seems to be saying what we thought was, and that all, by the way, these are all halachas of stucca. These are dinim daraisa. Remember, we mentioned a shiur ago, there's a mitzvah seim in HaTorah. Tasoch tiftach. There's a mitzvah lo saseh. lo sikpotis yodecha. You can't say no to an ani. Someone told me there of a charan has a fancy explanation, and really it's a lav, it's just a massage. I say, well, put him, you have din daraisa of sukkah. So that's what we're talking about here. This pasuk is a fuck the hill, and there's no question this is only a din darabanan. Al yashav l'dach nichlam. It's like a nice idea. The Gemara doesn't mention this. Maybe it's some mokar and chazal. I didn't see anywhere quoted. It's a nice idea that you should make sure to give him something. So it seems to be how the Rabban is learning the Rambam, saying something we thought was impossible, that the din in the Gemara is talking about a gabai. A gabai, you don't give matan ruba, you give matan mu'eta. A yachid, no chiv tzak at all. Elamai, there's another halacha of a yashal ladach nichlam. Okay, it's not going to be nice if you don't give him anything, so you have to give him something. So the Gemara, according to the Rabbaz, the Gemara applies to the Yachid, and to the Gabai and to the Yachid, but for different reasons. Now, the Pashtus, though, is that this is not how the Rambam, this is a Chiddush in the Rambam, because if you look back at the Rambam doesn't say she'aser, right? You would expect, according to the Radbaz, to go back to source 11, you would expect the Rambam to say she'aser l'hachzer asani she'sha reikam. And he just seems to say new halacha here. He seems to be saying new halacha, there's an additional din derabanan. Yes, you have the dinim of ani asal sachim. That's a halacha that applies to Yachid ben Barabim, meaning ben Yachid ben Gabai. That's halacha in stucca. By the way, there's also an additional halacha that you cannot go give send back an ani empty-handed. And this is also quoted by the Rama. If you look in source number 12, the Shulchan Aruch is in the not in our context. It's in the general context of the stucca. The Shulchan Aruch is saying if you don't have any money to give an ani, so you have to speak to them very nicely, you don't make them feel bad, and that's where the Rama says, "Aser lahachzir ha'ani hashal reikam afilu ein lo rak grogres akas." You only have a grogres, and Rukhaim Kinesi points out grogres could be even less than a shava pruta. Imamish have very very little. Still, given that shenemar yoshev dach nichlam, like Pesuk says in Tehillim, which is the Torah based on the Rambam. So it really sounds like this is a separate halacha. Why do we need a separate halacha? What's this halacha adding? So you could say it's just adding on another concept of Rabbanim. I mean, there's a mitzvah, saseh, to give, to give matanim wetes. It's still maybe the problem mitzvah saseh at tzedakah. That's all you're required to give him, because that's all he needs, like we were saying earlier from the Meiri. And then there's an additional Seder Rabbanim thrown on top. You could say that, but I thought maybe you could say the following. I didn't see this explicitly discussed. I saw this question raised. Bani Shulchan raised this question. He gives an answer there that's very difficult. But it could be the following. And I leave this as an open question I didn't get a chance to ask any posting about this, but I hope to ask this question. And that is the following. I emphasized this point as we went through. Everything we spoke now about until now starts with that Tosefta, and again, assuming like no one explains it, I didn't see someone explicitly explain the Tosefta differently. The Gra, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Balei HaShulchan, they all assume that Tosefta we had in Peah is talking about an Ani who's starving. So we had that breakdown. You give him, if you don't know who he is, you give him Deisudos. You do know who he is, you give him all he needs, and if you close out Apsachim, then you only have to give him Matana Muedes. But what about a person? And this is most of the time with us. Most of the aniyim we deal with are not starving. So what is the halacha? So the halacha seems to be in the Gemara, in Bava Basra, if he's not starving, boken to see whether he needs anything. That seems to be the halacha. You don't have to give him unless you know that he needs. Unless you've checked, you've done a little bit of a background check. You're not going to be a chayv to give. And it could be, though, the Rambam is adding, and the Ramar is adding on top of that, it's true. You don't have to give him. You don't have to even give him a matan mu'etes. But, al yoshev l'dach nechor, give him something. Give him a grogris. Give him a little something. It's not, to send the guy back empty-handed, that is, let's say you're in a rush. You don't have time to make a background check. You don't know how to make a background check. Give him a little something. That could be, I thought maybe that would explain what the Rambam is adding here, this halacha, an additional halacha, even if he's not starving, still give him a little something. Again, this is of grogers, a very small amount. We're talking here about 2 cents, but give him something. Now, some ha'aros on this halacha, again, whether you say this or whether you say, I like this job, there are going to be some limitations. And one is Matthew pointed out. Matthew said, what if he doesn't really want that, right? Where he says, it's more of a busha to give him 2 cents. Is that what you said before? So to give him a penny, well, what a busha to give him a penny. Do you think you're doing a yashav adach mitzvah and make him feel worse? That's what Bali HaShulchan says. Bali HaShulchan says, yeah, if you're going to make him feel worse, you don't have to give him. You're not mechuyev in this. You're not mechuyev to give him more than that. In whatever case it is that applies, again, I think this is talking about a regular case where you know he's not starving. So you're not mechuyev to go beyond that, says the Bali HaShulchan. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, let's say he's collecting for step from someone else. That's also the non-application of the halacha, because it's only a busha for himself if he's going to come away empty-handed. But if he's collecting for someone else, okay, that's not a... This halacha doesn't apply. And Ritzi Pesach Frank, still quoting the Sefer Avos Tzedakah that I have, Ritzi Pesach Frank says, let's say a person walks into a yeshiva or any group of people and says, you know, he's not starving, he's asking for money. Says Ritzi Pesach Frank, you're not mechuyev to give him. You don't have, this halacha doesn't apply. Why? Because a person comes into a group, when these people walk into shul asking for tzedakah, so they're not expecting money from every individual. They're expected to come out with a certain amount when they walk out of the shul. If that's the case, you're not going to leave him empty-handed and embarrassed if you're the one that says no. If everyone would say no, in a chanami, so, you know, collectively you would be in violation of this halacha. But as an individual, you don't have this obligation to be aware of this halacha. So if what I'm saying is correct, what's going to come out, really, halacha l'maisa, again, this has to be verified, but it seems to be correct from the sugya, it's going to come out that the obligate, I mean, we could either investigate if we know that a person needs, so then we go, you know, then we do the most we can, and you know, we have to give him something, or the Yatzar will rob him, and we have to put, maybe it's Aniyah Machaj al Tzachim, you don't have to give him a lot, but you have to give him something. A Matana Mu'etis. But if you don't know, if he's lying, there's no way of verifying whether he's lying, then the only halacha you might have is Ayosha Ladach Michlam, which is very, very little, but that's not always going to apply. Just the last point to go back to our Gemara, back to the Marsha that we started with. So according to the Pnei Yoshua, remember the Pnei Yoshua, the Gemara is clear, right? Because what was the Pnei Yoshua saying? The Pnei Yoshua said that the Ramayim helped us. Why did the Ramayim help us? Because you should have been chayev to give Dei Machsoro. But since the Ramayim, meaning we can't trust people that come in front of us anymore, right? And the Bali HaShulchan has a point. The Pnei Yoshua says we should have trusted them because of the chum of tzedakah. So we should have taken tzedakah so seriously. So even though it's only a robe that people are telling the truth, we should have trusted them. Or the Bali HaShulchan points out, maybe you should say to Milsa David de Gluye, right? A person comes to you and says, I need tzedakah right now. I need $5,000 to do whatever Mitzvah Machzor that I need. So it's a Milsa David de Gluye if he's lying. People are going to know. You'll be able to find out if he's lying from you. So you should believe him. Says the Bali HaShulchan, says the Pnei Yoshua, since they're Ramayin, you don't have to give him Dei Machzorah. You don't know who he is, so it's okay to just give him Matana Mu'etes. Or if he's starving, to give him the Mazon Beisudos, but you don't have to give him so much. That's how the Pnei Yoshua would explain our Gemara, and that would make sense. How would you explain according to the Marsha? So according to the Marsha, maybe you could say the following. The Marsha is a little bit difficult, like we started with. The Marsha said, Ramayim can help you go from giving something to zero. How does that help you? So it could be the Marsha, those psukim, the Marsha says, the psukim are only talking about where you know that he's an ani. And maybe the Marsha means we're talking about an ani who's not starving. We're talking about the average ani that we come in contact with. He's not starving. If he's not starving, and you don't know who he is, that's not the pasuk, because the psukim are only talking about an ani who you know about. The psukim are talking about Dei Machzoro or whatever. All the dinim d'oraisa are either someone who's starving and you don't know who he is, or someone who you know who he is, and he has whatever needs he has. Dei Machzoro, you have to provide him. But if it's someone who's not starving, so we've just pointed out, the only din would be a din d'rabbanan about Yoshev Adach Michlam, and that's what the Marsha is coming on. Rashi is coming on. You're not in violation of the pasuk. We can't say you can't say there's a chait on you, because the pasuk is only talking about someone who we know is an ani. But if we don't know he's an ani and he's not starving, there's not a chi of midaraisa to give him tzak. It's only because of the halacha of ayoshel adach nichla. So what I've suggested, which I think might be true halacha ma'isa, also would help understand this marsha. Okay. Sorry about.